أليس نيماس وسيوس وباتير أليس نيماس لأنه ليس لنا معين في شدد وضيقة نسواك May I word the pray, thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Chen bechristos isos ben chois.
Επί προσευχή στάσετε.
Εσ μου ειρήνη πόση.
Και το πνεύμα τη.
Μόρεν και μπεμόζεν περισσότερο σε όσο νότι πενσοτήρε ω πιαχαρέστο. Γε αβραζινή γόνα βερβόη στην αίρα φαρήρα να φσόπτην αίρα φαυτή άσο αίρον. Αυτή τον απτεν τσαχαρία τα ιονούσαι εν σοφόν. Μαρεν τροχοπούς εν τεφαρήρων χμπάει σώφα εν εμνο οτήρων τε επόν χεν χειρήν εν τζιβέν επί παντο καρατό ρεπ σοί σε πεννότη.
Προσευεξώστε.
Ευνή δεπ σοί σε πεννότη επί παντο κράτο ευιόν τεμ πεν σοί σε πεννότη. O pienso tiriso, o spia Christos, we thank you for every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us. Us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And forgive us of our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us the complete holy day in all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies. Hidden and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this holy church that is yours. But though the which are from good and profitable do provide for us, but to them given the authority to tread in serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
Shrotim Oman. Ketum Nemati
Again, the Pantocrator of the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has continued to go to the love from mankind, remember, Lord, to seek among your people.
Pray for our Father and brother, sick with any sickness, others, place, or any place, like our Lord God, and grant us of them health and healing, and forgive us all our sins.
You have been with them with mercy and compassion, in them take away from them and from us every sickness and every malady. The spirit of sickness cast away those who have long leaning maladies. Raise up and comfort those who are afflicted by unclean spirits. Set them all free. Those who are in prison and dungeons, those who are in exile, captivity, or those who are held in a bitter bondage, O Lord, set them all free and have mercy upon them. For you are he who rules in the bound, the lift of the fallen, the hope of those who have no hope, and the humble of those who have no helper. The comfort of the hardened, the harbor or sound in storm, also that are distressed or bound, grant them mercy, O Lord. Grant them rest, grant them refreshment, grant them grace, grant them help, grant them salvation, grant them the forgiveness of their sins and their iniquity. And for us too, O Lord, the sickness of our souls heal, and also those of our bodies cure. O you, the true physician of our soul and body, and the bishop of all flesh, visit us with your salvation. We ask and entreat your goodness, lover of mankind, remember, O Lord, our Father and our brethren who are traveling.
Pray for our Father and brethren who are traveling, and those who intend to travel anywhere, turn in other ways, whether by sea, rivers, lakes, roads, air, or those who are traveling by any other means, that Christ your God may bring them back to their own homes in peace and forgive us all our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who intend to travel anywhere, straighten all their ways, whether by sea, rivers, lake, roads, air, or those who are traveling by any other means, everyone anywhere, lead them into heaven of calm, a heaven of safety. Graciously accompany them in their departure and be their companion in their travel. Bring them back to their own rejoicing with joy and safe in security. Be a fellow worker with your servants in every good deed as for us too. O Lord, keep our sojourn in this life without harm, without storm, and undisturbed to the end.
Let us praise with the angels, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you, we confess you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory, O Lord, King of heaven, God the Father, the Pantocrator, O Lord, the one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
O Lord God, the Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O you who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayers unto you, who sits at the hand of his Father, have mercy on us. You only are the Holy, you only are the Most High, my Lord Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, God be, glory be to God the Father, amen.
Every day I will bless you and praise your holy name forever and unto the ages of ages, amen.
From the night season my soul awakes early unto you, my God, for your precepts are our light upon the earth. I was meditating on your ways, for you have become a helper unto me.
In the morning you shall hear my voice. Early I will stand before you, and you shall see me.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon
holy
us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, have mercy upon us.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the age of the ages. Amen.
O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us.
O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses.
O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them. For the sake of your holy name, our fathers and brethren have fallen asleep, O Lord, they for their souls.
O you who are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you who are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications.
For yours is the glory, is the dominion, triple holiness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever.
In the Christ, Jesus, Christ, Amen, Alleluia.
Ti parsenus Mariam, ti siota causes OFT, apostates et and hot and dev genus and teti metromi.
Intercede on our behalf for Christ and for them to forgive us our sins.
Sereni on ti parsenus ti oro em min elinsini. Sherem shun shun te pen genus ari ek phonon in Emmanuel.
Tenti ho ari pen mebioti eperos.
Fasting and prayer are the salvation of our souls. Purity and righteousness, they are, please God.
Fasting has raised Moses up to the mountain until he received the law for us from the Lord our God.
Fasting has raised Elijah up to heaven and has saved Daniel from the den of lions.
Our Lord Jesus Christ fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights to save us from our sins.
And we too, let us fast with purity and righteousness. And let us pray, proclaiming and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, for thine is glory forever.
Chopin soir som segon chnemat shon si tarken chito. Oten shoysen nefteren te se onto koset oyem parsen osen se univin.
Ask of him whom you have borne, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us peace.
Shereni onti parsen osti oro emin alinsini. Sherem shun shun te pen genos ari ek phonon in Emmanuel.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
We exalt you, Mother, true life, and glorify you, Saint Theotokos. You are brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to our Master, our King, Christ, the Party of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Joy of the Righteous, the firmness of the Churches, and the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Lord, and one God, who worship him and glorify. Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen.
Truly we believe in one God,
God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven, earth, all things, seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages.
Light, flight, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made.
Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
And he was crucified for us on the Pontius Pilate. Suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures.
Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again. His glory shall the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets.
And in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins, who looks at the resurrection of the dead and life that is to come. Amen.
We loten goste vol chaiten ti anastasin senteni ref mo ot nebion chente peones neioa. Amen.
If nuti Noi non se sho, noi eron shenhin charon.
Amen.
Sotemeron. is moeron, arieron, arivoi seneron.
Amen.
افتقدنا يا رب بخلاصك واغفر لنا خطايانا.
امين. كيريه ليسون.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس اله واحد امين. يوم الثلاثاء المبارك من الاسبوع الرابع من الصوم المقدس بركاته على جميعنا امين.
A reading from the book of Genesis of Moses the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it under his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth. And its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stones that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Isaiah the prophet, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore the strong people will glorify you. The city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, for the blast of the terrible ones is a storm against the wall. You will reduce the noise of aliens, as heat in a dry place, as heat in the shadow of a cloud, the song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God, we have waited for him. And he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him. As straw is trampled down from the refuse of heap,
He will spread out his hands in their midst as a swimmer reaches out to swim. And he will bring down their pride together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. I will open the gates that the righteous nation, which keeps the truth, may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city he lays it low. He lays it low to the ground, he brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. O most upright, you weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Job the righteous. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "How long till you put an end to words? Gain understanding, and afterward we will speak. Why are we counted as beasts and regarded as stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself in anger, shall the earth be forsaken for you, or shall the rock be removed from its place? The light of the wicked indeed goes out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp beside him is put out. The steps of his strength are shortened, and his own counsel casts him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks into a snare. The net takes him by the heel, and a snare lays hold of him. A noose is hidden for him on the ground, and a trap for him in the road. Terrors frighten him on every side and drive him to his feet. His strength is starved, and destruction is ready at his side. It devours patches of his skin. The firstborn of death devours his limbs. He is uprooted from the shelter of his tent, and they parade him before the king of terrors. They dwell in his tent who are none of his. Of his brimstone is scattered on his dwelling. His roots are dried out below, and his branch withers above. The memory of him perishes from the earth, and he has no name among the renowned. He is driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. He has neither son nor posterity among his people, nor any remaining in his dwellings. Those in the west are astonished at his day, as those in the east are frightened. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him who does not know God. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
A reading from Sirach. May its holy blessings be with us. Amen. You should not quarrel with a powerful man, lest perhaps you may fall into his hands. You should not contend with a wealthy man, lest perhaps he may bring an action against you. For gold and silver have destroyed many and have reached and corrupted even the hearts of kings. You should not quarrel with a man who is full of words, for you should not cast wood upon his fire. You should not confide in any ignorant man, lest he speak evil about your family. You should not despise a man who turns himself away from sin, nor reproach him with it. Remember that we are all subject to correction. You should not spurn a man in his old age, for we are all subject to growing old. Do not be willing to rejoice at the death of your enemy, knowing that we all die and that we do not want others to rejoice over us. You should not despise the discourse of those who are old and wise. Instead, ponder their proverbs. For from them you will learn wisdom and intelligent doctrine so as to serve great men without blame. Do not allow the discourse of your elders to pass by, for they have learned from their fathers. And from them you will learn understanding, and you will learn what response to give in a time of necessity. You should not kindle the coals of sinners by arguing with them, for you might be scorched by the flame from the fire of their sins. You should not stand against the face of a contemptuous person, otherwise he may sit down as if waiting in ambush against your words. You should not lend to a man who is stronger than you, but if you do lend, consider it lost. You should not promise beyond your ability, but if you do promise, consider how to fulfill it. You should not judge against a judge, for he judges according to what is just. You should not go forth on the way with an audacious man, lest perhaps he may burden you with his evils. For he goes forth according to his own will, and you will perish with him in his folly. You should not start a conflict with an angry man, and you should not go into the desert with an audacious man, for shedding blood is nothing to him. And in a place where there is no help for you, he will overthrow you. You should not hold counsel with the foolish, for they are not able to love anything except what pleases them. You should not take counsel in the sight of an outsider, for you do not know what he will do next. You should not reveal your heart to every man, lest perhaps he may offer a false kindness to you and then speak reproachfully about you. You should not be jealous of the wife of your bosom, lest she reveal because of you the mere malice of a wicked lesson. You should not give authority over your soul to a woman, lest she obtain your strength, and then you would be confounded. You should not look with favor on a woman with many desires, lest perhaps you may fall into her traps. You should not be continually in need of entertainment, nor should you be pursued by it, lest perhaps you may perish by its effectiveness. You should not stare at a virgin, lest perhaps you may be scandalized by her beauty. You should not give your soul in any way to fornicators, lest you destroy yourself and your inheritance. Do not choose to look around in the streets of the city, nor should you wander along its thoroughfares. Avert your face from an ornate woman, for you should not gaze upon strange beauty. Many have perished because of the beauty of a woman, and by this desire is kindled like a fire. Every woman who is a fornicator will be trampled down like the filth in the street. Many, by admiring the beauty of the wife of another, have become reprobate for familiarity with her flares up like a fire. You should not sit down at all with another man's wife, nor recline with her on a couch. And you should not argue with her over wine, lest perhaps your heart may turn towards her, and by your emotion you would be toppled into perdition. You should not abandon an old friend, for a new one will not be similar to him. A new friend is like a new wine. It will grow old, and then you will enjoy drinking it. You should not envy the glory and wealth of a sinner, for you do not know what may be his undoing in the future. The injury of the unjust should not please you, knowing that until they are in hell, the impious will not please. Keep yourself far from a man having the power to kill, and then you will not have the fear of death suspended over you. But if you do approach him, do nothing to offend, lest perhaps he may take away your life. Know that this is a communion with death, for you would be entering the midst of snares and walking upon the arms of the grieving. According to your ability, be cautious of your neighbor and treat him as the wise and prudent would, lest just men be your companions, and let your glory be in the fear of God. And let the thought of God be in your mind, and let all your discourse be on the precepts of the Most High. Works will be praised for the hands of the artists, and a leader of the people will be praised for the wisdom of his words. Yet truly the word of the elders will be praised for its understanding. A man full of words is a dread to his city, but one who speaks rashly will be hated for his word. A wise judge would judge his people, and the leadership of an understanding man will be steadfast. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Clinomen ta gonota. Clinomen ta gonota. Anastomen clinomen ta gonota. Ayo tawina na kathira rahman haqiqa ibal surat nadlubatna minna ibal ibtahanna minna wa tawbatna wa tarafna mizbaq al-mukadda ghiri tansi samai falnastahak samayana gilak al-mukadda wa nahfaz wasayak wa awamirak wa adnathmir fiha 160 wa 30 bil masih yesu rabbina. Remember, O Lord, the sake of your people, you have visited them with mercy and compassion. Heal them. أذكر يا رب بنا أخواتنا مسافرين ردهم إلى أوطانهم بسلام وعافية. إكلينومين تغناطة. أنستومين إكلينومين تغناطة. أنستومين إكلينومين تغناطة. أذكر يا رب هواية السماء وثمرات الأرض باركها. Remember, O Lord, the water of the river, bless them, rid them of them to their measure according to your grace. اذكر يا رب زروع العشب ونبات الحقل باركها. كلينومين تغناطة. أنستومين كلينومين تغناطة. يا نستومين كلينومين تغناطة. أذكر يا رب خلاص الناس والبهاء. Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this your holy place and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers. أذكر يا رب عبدك ملك رئيس أرضنا احفظه في سلام وعدل ومقدرة. إكلينومين تغناطة. أنستومين إكلينومين تغناطة. كي أنستومين إكلينومين تغناطة. أذكر رب المزبين نجهم جميعا. Lord our Father and brethren who have fallen asleep and reposed in their Orthodox faith, repose all their souls. رب الذين قدموا لك هذه القرابين وذكرتم عنهم والذين قدمت بواسطة سماتهم كلهم لأجر السماء. إكلينومين تغناطة. Anastomene clinomenta conota. Anastomene clinomenta conota. رب المتضايقين في الشدائد وارضيك تخلصهم من جميع شدائدهم Remember, O Lord, the catechumens of your people, have mercy upon them. الإيمان بك كل بقدا بل لو سننزها من قلوبهم ناموسك خوفك وصياك حقوقك أمرك المقدس لبدا في قلوبهم أعطيهم أن يعرفوا ثبات الكلام الذي وعظوا به وفي الزمان المحدد فاستحقها من ميلاد الجديد وفن خطاياهم استعادهم هيكلا لروحك القدوس O my soul, on Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the ones upon the apostles, many proud righteous men have desire to see which you see and not seen them, and to hear which hear and have not heard them. But as for us, for thee see and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our master bidden us to remember in supplications and prayer which offer upon to Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose them. Who are sick in them? For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not, but afterward he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them, assuredly, I say to you, the tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believed him, and when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him.
May a word of the praise thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thy is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Ken be Christos Isos ben chois no pion so kyrie
is muere ni posi
et ob nevmatiso.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God, the Father, I have broken every bond of our sin through his saving life giving sufferings, who prayed in the face, we sent the disciple and holy apostle, said to them, receive the Holy Spirit of you, forgive the sin of any, are forgiven if you retain the sin, then are retained. Now also, O our Master, you have given grace, your holy apostles, to those for a time labor in priesthood in your holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth, and to bind and loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servant, my father, my brethren, my weakness, doth bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense us your mercy, and lose every bond of our sins, and if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through an wish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the hardness of Master who knew the weakness of men, the good one, lover of mankind. O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, and absolve us and all your people. Fill us with your feet and straighten us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the worship, and due to you, the good Father, the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who the one is with you now in all times and into the age of ages. Amen.
Amen. Alleluia. Xabatri, ke, yoke, agarne, mati, keni, kainke, sosion, astonion, and amen. No chevol and goem, mozio, ben choice, isus be, stoser, neste, vinere, egon, and mina, and gorsa, tetsa, tetsa, novi, sotimono, nainan, kirieleison.
Via Christos Pinnuti. Ep orun tati hirine moinan ente kerini semnenan ente kerini kane nove nane vol. Sok tati gom nembezmo biamashani amin. Make a word to pray, thank Lord, Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
The prayer of the third hour of this blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the summer teacher David, the prophet. May blessing be upon us all. Amen.